You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's WWE Monday Night Raw After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's WWE Monday Night Raw After Show.
Hello, everyone. Bing is for doing, and today we are doing an after show for Monday Night Raw. I am Kathy Kelly, and joining me tonight is...
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, AfterBuzz TV proudly brings to you the best wrestling podcast online! Showtime Josh Badgett, Ryan Morrill Club, Kathy Cupcake Kelly, WWE Monday Night Raw AfterBuzz TV After Show.
I love that intro. Josh is taking the intros from now on. That is amazing.
And if you got a problem with that, I got two words for you.
Suck it!
That's awesome. That's so good.
Yeah.
I've been waiting a long time.
Look at you in your brand new seat.
Smiley every week, that man Smiley. We just put a huge smile on my face watching
it. It's a rib, ladies and gentlemen.
Not
Kathy
a rib.
Kelly has taken over.
That's right. Oh, and I'm wearing your shirt, Smiley. Look at it. I love it.
It's so sad.
I think he gave that to you off air, right? Or did he give that
off
to you
air.
On air?
Yes. Yeah. After the show, he gave us all some gifts, and it was so sweet.
Oh, I was going to wear my Hoovy shirt, but I didn't wear it.
Yeah, Hoovy! Yeah.
And this is the first week without him, but it's almost like he's still here.
I know.
I wonder...
Oh.
Uh-oh.
Hello there.
Smiley face is here.
Yeah.
He's joining us as a guest in studio. This is crazy.
I know. I'm so excited that he's here.
I miss you.
Get away from me.
Oh. What was that, Smiley?
Too much man love.
Yeah, oh, come on.
He loves the man love. That is never something Smiley would ever say. But he has given us that creepy stare that he is known for.
Yes, he is.
So...
we'll have to check in with him later.
Yes, definitely.
He's been moved to the couch.
Yeah,
Smiley is like, I don't know.
Smiley face is the new couch boy. Yeah.
Maybe we should put him back at the table.
He looks happy there. He's always said it's the best spot.
He has. He's always talked about that being the prime spot, so Smiley has moved to the couch.
Yes. So there are a lot of changes coming up with... Monday Night Raw's after show on AfterBuzz TV. We're still in the process of figuring out who's going to be where and what's going to happen. Unfortunately, there's no chat roll tonight because my computer is dead. Another fail on our part.
Uh-oh.
But
I can probably get it on my iPhone.
Yeah.
Because you can stream on iPhone now, I believe,
yes,
right?
Yes, we can stream on
Look
our iPhones.
That.
Holla.
See that?
Or Android.
See how I segued there?
Mm-hmm. So, live from Hartford, Connecticut tonight... we had Monday Night Raw start off with Stephanie McMahon.
Hartford, Connecticut. This actually means a little bit something to me in the wrestling world,
really?
Actually. Hartford was the first place I was ever supposed to see a WWF event. I grew up in Connecticut, and I was supposed to see Hulk Hogan, just shortly, Hulk Hogan versus the Big Boss Man in a steel cage. We got there. We're in our seats. You know, it had been snowing outside, and this blizzard going on, and they get in the ring, and they announce... due to the weather, the wrestlers are not here, so we're sorry. And I got to drive home about 2 hours through a blizzard, you know, at like 14, just heartbroken that I didn't get to see Hulk Hogan. That's what I thought of when I heard of Hartford
today.
So
you are disappointed like many wrestling fans.
Yes,
out there.
Yeah.
Did you
yes,
know?
Yes, exactly.
How close is Hartford to Stanford?
You can get through Connecticut in about an hour.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's not very far.
It's a tiny state.
It's a very tiny state. Yeah,
I've driven through Delaware. Like, you have to go through Delaware to get up to New York from the Bible Belt.
It's not as small as Delaware, but...
Yeah, no. Yeah,
Delaware's tiny.
Delaware, they make you pay $8 when you, because everyone just passes through, so that's how they make their money.
Oh, that's but funny.
Stanford is...
Can you just go around, though?
I know. I'm like, oh, you son of a... but yeah, so Stanford is WWE headquarters,
WWE
right?
WWE headquarters. I growing up in Connecticut, I used to drive by headquarters all the time because I wrestled against Stanford, so we would go and we'd drive by and like
there it is.
Yeah.
Maybe one day that'll come full circle.
Yes, maybe someday.
That's right.
Waiting for it.
So live from Hartford, Connecticut.
I know a couple people whose dreams came true and they did that.
What?
Oh, that are working for WWE.
Oh, like who?
Oh, I
somebody
don't know.
In this room.
Yeah.
There it is.
Hey!
Yeah.
What's up, man? Stephanie McMahon in the ring.
Woo, look at her.
Which was, when's the last time, Stephanie, we saw Steph? It's been a while, right?
It has been a while. I was going to say, she was actually on NXT this past week.
Yes, she was, announcing the new Divas. Look at you watching NXT.
Wow.
Can you doubt me?
No, I don't doubt you. I'm impressed, actually.
Yeah, she announced that there's going to be a new women's championship belt. On NXT.
And I believe the Divas are coming to NXT almost, right?
It seems like a lot of people are going to be able to compete for that title.
Is that going to become more important than the actual Divas title? Could they just get rid of the Divas title and just be the NXT Divas title?
Why would they do that, though?
I don't know. Because there's not enough Divas to go around.
I think they're really trying to work on their Divas division. And, I mean, they have Divas coming out on E! They have a lot of things in the works. And that was just another cherry on top of the cake.
Yeah. And maybe they'll treat the women's championship down there like they treat the NXT championship.
Hopefully.
Once you win it, you start to segue over onto Raw on the TV.
And they have some really good talent down there. Like, they have Emma I Love.
She's awesome.
It's funny. As I saw her, I don't think I like her quite as much as you guys.
What? I love her personality. She's amazing.
I like the thing, but I'm like, it's dumb.
It's so awkward.
It works, but it's dumb. I was like, I'm just going to walk out like this. I mean, God bless her for it.
And she's like always awkward. Paige
is very good.
Paige is awesome. Very good.
She's been ready.
Summer Rae has been down there for a really long time.
Right.
Now
who's
she's
now up.
Up on Raw.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I mean.
We've got Sasha Banks down there.
It was weird because Audrey Marie was on last week's episode of NXT,
and
she has been cut. Yeah.
Well, if you noticed, those last few weeks, almost everyone that was cut was on the show the last couple weeks, that last taping. Almost everyone that got cut the next day was on those shows. You had Bateman on those shows.
So unfortunate.
Yeah, but we're talking a lot of NXT.
Yes.
half our audience is like, what's NXT? I don't know.
Yeah, you better watch it, guys. It's so good. But really quick, though, the reason for that.
Mm-hmm.
Are they giving these guys, like, has the decisions already been made well in advance and they're just like, here's your last shot? Or
I don't know that there is. I don't know. I think it's like the government. I don't know that there's communication between the coaching staff and the people who are going to be cut and the writers of NXT. Uh-huh. I don't know that the writing staff knows those plans. So maybe they saw them like, oh, let's get these guys. And just coincidentally, those people all got cut. I mean, that's my guess.
Yeah, like Ziggler's brother. You
right.
know? Like,
either that or
that
maybe
was
they're
a
just like,
for a lot of people.
Yeah, let's get one last use out of these guys before we.
Don't they tape a lot of NXTs together?
They tape like four shows at a time.
So they probably taped that before they made the final decision.
But I will tell you that those cuts came just a couple days after that, and those decisions I know were usually made weeks ahead of time.
Oh. Well,
so maybe it's a nice gesture to like get the guys some on-screen time before they let them off into the wild again.
I'm not really sure how that works.
Yeah. Well, we are talking a lot of NXT on this show. I'm sure if we did have chat roll up, they would be telling us to get to Raw.
Let's get to Raw.
I think I've said Stephanie McMahon is in the ring like six times now.
Our chat's just saying hashtag Hot Josh from Scottish Shield.
Scottish Shield. They think you're hot. Yeah. Do you think they're hot?
Yes. Speaking of that, though, Stephanie looks better than she did 10 years ago. She had kids.
Yeah.
Really good looking.
Yeah, she's a woman, too. Powerful. Just saying.
People can't say you only like dudes now.
No, well, yeah.
Oh, my God.
But yeah, wow. Amazing.
Yeah.
Proceed.
So she is there to talk about how Triple H was medically cleared, but unfortunately, she wears the pants in the relationship and will not let him compete tonight against Curtis Axel.
Because she cares more about him than you guys.
And the crowd turns heel and they start booing
her. That was great.
Oh, yeah. They were definitely booing her. And then, of course, Vince McMahon comes out and says, do not boo my daughter.
I love that his hair is back. The Attitude era hair.
We were talking about that. His hair looks so much better.
Because ever since Donald Trump shaved it, it just looks like...
Because
he's
been
liked
it. Parting it on the side. It looks weird. Yeah. He needs to go straight back.
He got that angry mane again. Yeah. It's good. I love it.
I want 80s Vince to come back.
We paused the Raw episode to go back and look at his hair.
Yeah.
Like you did.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Did we?
You did.
Wow. I don't think we paused it. I think I just saw it.
He's been on TV before with the new old do again. But it's just nice
for
to see.
Yeah, it's good.
But so he comes out there, and he's in full heel mode.
He's so good looking.
Saying the same thing. We care about him more than you.
I feel like the crowd really popped for him, though. Like
they always do. They always do.
And
we should announce that or talk about that they were worried about the ratings tonight. They were very freaked out because tonight was, at the same time, was the NBA Eastern Conference Finals, Game 7. So they were very aware of that. And that's why Vince and Stephanie, whenever they want to pop a rating, they put Vince on.
Yeah. Yeah, and it was smart. And luckily, they lucked out because LeBron was angry tonight. And it sounded like they squashed the Pacers pretty good.
But
Vince was saying, this isn't a blood sport. He's attacking maybe a little UFC there, too. Yeah.
Attacking everyone.
Oh, going
That's
after.
That's what he does.
We're going to shoot from the hip.
And people were chanting Triple H the entire time, pretty much. But they said, the fact is, we care more about Triple H than you do.
And the fans are very upset that they don't get their match.
Yeah.
Look what happened to Kofi on SmackDown.
Oh, yeah.
You guys were cheering for him when he was put through a table 3 times. Can you, you people are just, disgusting. And what did he say? He said Triple H... And we are better than, we're just better than you, or something he said. And then all of a sudden, that was when the Shields music hit, right?
I thought it was we care more about him.
We care more about
him. Like
we care more about him. And the play is that they care more about his health because he is part of their family than the fans care. They just are there for the entertainment value.
Right. We're not here to appease you people.
And as he said, that is when the Shields music hits.
And the place went crazy.
I know.
And then we go straight to commercial.
What?
Worst placement for commercial ever, but we get back and we realize why they did that.
Yeah.
It is because they showed what happened on the app.
But nothing happened. The McMahon left the ring without incident.
But it's still trying to get you like, hey, well, you can still watch the app. But I like that because you never know if an incident's going to happen or not. So we'll just always show you stuff so you never know. You better be watching because something big might happen.
Yeah.
We're not promising it for you every time, so I like that.
But how do the Shield let these two go? These guys seek out justice, and this is the top of the food chain. This is the 1%.
It's very hard to seek out justice when you're not getting a paycheck, and they sign those.
All right, so justice goes, but so far. All right.
Yeah. And it was very weird because we couldn't see what actually happened and whether it was just they walked out or there was some sort of
thing that went on. Without incident. Yeah. So.
And one of the things that I learned this...
I got blue balled off of that.
Oh, yeah. My God.
One of the things that we learned this past week is that you can't get... Like, the app doesn't work on the West Coast if you're watching East Coast feed.
Yeah.
They somehow time it where you can only watch the videos starting at 8 p.m.
So that screws us.
Screws us. And
WWE
screws our fans out of it.
Fix that!
I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
We didn't get to watch.
No.
But.
Yeah, we may have to... use some connections to get that fixed.
We'll have someone on the East Coast to Skype us with the app. So, the Shield is out, and Daniel Bryan and Kane make their way to the ring as well.
They were just coming down for their match at a weird time.
Something was off tonight.
Yeah, not your normal entrances and stuff. This was like an ongoing thing, like right from the very first match.
I said from like a couple minutes in, I was like, the commentary seems off tonight. Just something seems like...
It was a little ho-hum lackluster today, but it wasn't terrible again at the same time. Right. It was a lot to complain about.
There were some great matches, and there were some mediocre matches.
I think it's once again, we've talked about it so many times, and there was a sign today about the third hour. It's hard to do 3 hours. It's very hard.
It is hard to do 3 hours, but at the same time, we were talking about this during the broadcast, is that they've lost so much star power recently. Yes. They're missing Dolph Ziggler is
Punk.
Out. We don't even know how long.
Yeah.
Punk is out. Now Kofi Kingston is out for a couple months.
Brock Lesnar, Rock, bye-bye.
Yeah. It's time to start getting some new blood up there and featuring them. You know, let's try to get a couple new guys a show.
And they're trying to do it. It just doesn't seem like it's in the best form.
They are. I don't know that they're giving enough time to it, though. You know, I'd like to see a few more guys thrown out a little quicker. But.
Yeah, because it's a big drop from Cena and everyone else as far as draw goes.
Absolutely.
Randy Orton and Sheamus, they're great and everyone loves them, but it's just not the same.
It's time to get, let's get Corey Graves up there. You know, obviously the Wyatt family is coming. Let's get the Ascension up there.
The Wyatt family, going back to NXT for 2 seconds,
they get...
So much, like, everyone is just waving the entire time their music's on because it's so creepy.
I wish we had the music. I love that Wyatt
when
family.
That Wyatt family
music is so great.
So, the Shields match versus Daniel Bryan and Kane.
They went 20 minutes again.
Such a freaking amazing match, though. And then
this is the third week in a row that the Shield's gone like 20 plus minutes. They would have that 30-minute match, and then Ambrose came last week, and then immediately the other two came out, and they've been getting a lot of time the last 3 weeks.
And they showed SmackDown from this past week with Daniel Bryan, and he is a beast.
He's phenomenal.
I'm just going to say it right now. Jericho and CM Punk been talking about who's best in the world between those two, but it's clearly Daniel Bryan in my book.
Yeah.
No one does what he does.
And they're setting it up where, like, he's crazy or whatever, and I like it. Like,
he reminds me of a little miniature Hulk Hogan sometimes. Yeah. He's just, no one pops like that.
How does he have that much energy?
The crazy thing is he used to be people have called him the best in the world for years as far as an in-ring wrestler goes, but he used to be kind of boring and milquetoast, and he's now become, I think, one of the most interesting characters. The thing everyone used to say, he had nothing. Well, this guy was such a great wrestler. You know, if he had a little bit of personality, you know, how good could he be? Well, now he's not just got a little personality. He's got, I think, one of the best personalities on the roster.
Yeah.
And combine that with his amazing wrestling, we see what the crowds are reacting to him right now. It's insane.
For sure. They've been keeping him really fresh the past few months at least.
When he tags into the ring right now, nobody gets the reactions that he does. Mm-hmm. When he comes in on House of Fire, it's
that's
crazy.
Where my comparison to Hogan begins and ends,
I understand.
I don't mean in-ring ability.
Well, I understand.
Connection with the fans.
You're talking about, because Hogan did the classic comeback, finish the match. He never had a lot of false finishes and stuff going on in his matches. He'd block it, punch, 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 throwing in, kicking in the face, drop the leg, and that was it.
Yeah.
And so the place would go nuts the minute that sequence is they recognize. And you're right, Daniel Bryan's about the same thing. When people start to recognize that his comeback sequence, they start to go crazy. It's so energetic.
And how many times throughout Raw tonight did he get on the top rope?
And fly through the
seriously.
Ropes.
Seriously.
Like through the ropes outside. It's insane.
Yeah.
This man, I can't think of many people who can do the stuff that he's doing in the ring.
And he knows when to do the stuff, how to do it. His timing's impeccable. Everything he does is perfect.
Mm-hmm. Strong.
Really does.
Strong
he's the new Mr. Perfect, not the Curtis Axel.
Yeah.
And this match had me so excited for Raw tonight because it was such a good match. But I feel like it just kind of dropped off after that a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's.
Were there any specifics you wanted to mention?
A whole thing.
Yeah,
what was it? What was the move? Say it. The Hurricane into the Swanton. You would impress so many people if you said that.
I know, but it would be a lie because I didn't know what it was.
But this is TV.
It looked cool when he flipped off the top rope.
But this is entertainment. We lie. That's what we do.
I don't want to lie to everyone. It's awful. So.
I will say Orton really gets the crowd going.
Everyone at their computers right now is so disappointed they didn't get. Just say Hurricanrana into a Swanton.
Hurricanrana into a Swanton.
There you go, guys.
Boom. Edited out.
The perfect woman right there.
I bake. I do so much, and I'm still not good enough.
It was awesome. Brian did a Hurricanrana to Rollins off the top rope, and made Rollins land right on top of Reigns. Freaking sweet. And Reigns did a master lock. He had a full Nelson hold on.
The master lock is a full Nelson. It's a full Nelson. All right.
Well, if you've been put in one, master lock.
And me and Bobby Lashley are the only two guys who broke it.
Yeah. I'll never forget the day you said smark to Chris Masters.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's funny.
So,
I thought it was funny.
Oh, well, was great. Thank you, Smiley. Smiley face. Thank you.
Yeah. I almost forgot you were over there. So, the Shield ends up winning this match, even though Kane and Daniel Bryan, I feel like, won it in my mind.
Mm-hmm. For sure. Yeah, Orton was able to push, Roman was able to push Orton, or no, Ambrose pushed Reigns or Orton into Bryan. That's what I'm taking. There's a lot of people in this match.
Yeah, so we got some RKOs, and then Bryan lost, right?
Ambrose hit him with final that justice.
Yeah, is that what you're calling it?
Yeah.
What did Smiley call it last week? He had a name for it.
Is there an official name for it yet?
No.
Okay. There is no official.
You call
name
it the final
it.
Justice.
Yeah,
final
Smiley justice. Had a cool name for it last week. I can't remember what it was. Huh. Smiley, do you remember what you said last week?
He likes Final Justice.
He forgot. He's
like,
he
that's good.
Do you like your idea or Josh's idea better?
Speechless.
Yeah. Speechless.
He doesn't want to cause any more drama on the show. So,
yeah. Awesome match.
Shield wins. We go back to Steph, Triple H, and Vince in the back.
Mm-hmm.
And
Vince is putting his foot down.
Yes.
Yeah.
Vince is putting his foot down. It looks like there's a little heat between Triple H and Vince,
mm-hmm.
and Stephanie has to jump in.
The P's, yes.
Both parties, yeah.
Because Vince says, I agree with Stephanie, you can't compete tonight.
Right.
Triple H says, what are you going to do about it?
And then
Vince
hands
is like,
don't
talk to me like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, he hands something to him.
Hands him. He says, I don't
what
want you to
that?
Do something that you'll
I gotta
regret.
Believe it's something threatening his position with the company, you know?
You'll like, lose the company.
Yeah, like, because...
But they should have explained that.
And I don't know if they'll... I feel it's a tease. It's a tease into something. We don't know. He gave him something, but that's my guess. I mean, that's where I would go is, you know, Triple H has a lot to lose. Triple H is inheriting this mm-hmm. company, essentially. He's going to be the next Vince McMahon. And so threaten that with him. Use that in the storyline. Yeah, I mean, if you don't do what I say, then I'm not going to let you be me.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Lose this, kiddo.
Next time we see Triple H,
do you think the writers would actually, plan that for him.
Yeah, no, they play off real life and stuff like that. I absolutely think that's
that's always the best stuff.
And it almost feels like that's where they're going with it. I mean, we'll see what that is. But that kind of feels like that's where I would go with it because that's naturally would make sense because mm-hmm. he has a lot to lose and Vince could pull it right out from under him. Go, you know what? And then bring Shane back. You know, bring Shane back and have a Shane versus Triple H, rights of the company type
right to
thing.
Or Heyman gets involved and he's able to steal away.
But, I don't think we'll see Shane because I think Shane's got his other things going on.
Yeah,
but
MMA stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But maybe Heyman in the future, he could weasel his way in there and take the company from the McMahons. That'd be cool.
No.
I almost feel like they've done that before, though. They did it with Donald Trump. They did it with Ric Flair when Ric Flair was a consortium.
The consortium!
We're employers! It's me!
Where was Vicky Guerrero tonight?
Yeah, I was just saying.
Where was Vicky Guerrero tonight?
I'm like, oh, I'm
like she's
know.
Been MIA.
What?
She's
oh, wait,
a California
what?
Man. What was that?
And Brad Maddox. Ricky's kind
Brad
of disappeared.
Brad Maddox was on NXT. He was doing commentary on that, but we know that was taped well in advance.
Yeah, but no Bricky for a while.
Maybe they're getting some time off, too. That's what I'm saying. It feels so disjointed because it feels like a new product and we're missing some of the stuff.
Bricky kind of disappeared after Brad Maddox flubbed that. Was it Miz TV?
No, because he's been back.
He's been there, but they've really reduced his role since then.
And he's been doing commentary on NXT as well. Mm-hmm. He's been doing a great job. I love him on NXT, his commentary back to NXT. Sorry. But,
NXT, Mark.
I know. But it is sad, yeah, because that wasn't... I feel like he took the brunt of that, and it wasn't really his fault. I mean, that's part of his character, and I don't think that translated well to the old-timers in the back. Like, Vince is probably like, this is internet crap. Get it out of here.
Yeah.
You know, sad.
Doesn't realize that's where it's going.
Yeah.
So before we get into the Usos match, I have to mention, if you're not watching us live on AfterBuzzTV.com or watching us on YouTube, then please take 30 seconds, go over, or if you are watching us on those platforms, take 30 seconds and go over to our iTunes page, type in AfterBuzzTV. You can find our Raw podcast along with plethora of other TV show after shows. And we also do shows for Main Event, for SmackDown, and a ton of
Game of Thrones. I got to watch last night's Game of Thrones show.
My Twitter feed was blown up with Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones was insane last night. Yes. Oh, my God. Oh, my. All right. All right.
So if you are a fan of pretty much anything on TV, we have an after show for you. You can find them all on our iTunes page or on YouTube. And then if you could take a couple more seconds and just subscribe, rate, and comment as well on our Raw podcast, we would love you forever.
Give us six stars.
And even if I did, do you really think I'm going to set you up with someone?
Smiley's going over there now to iTunes, and he just rated and
brilliant advice there from Smiley.
Yes. So, the Usos match. Very weird placement for another tag team match, in my opinion.
Yeah, it was right after, and it was like we had like a six-man match with a bunch of kind of top stars, and then we had like kind of a mid-card match, which was kind of weird.
But it's with my boy.
I would have almost wanted to see him flipped around, but Titus has been on fire.
Yes. Primetime players are always fun to watch.
And we got the full Usos
entrance, and they had face paint on.
I like that face paint.
Mm-hmm. It plays.
Yeah. Makes them more memorable. Yeah. I feel like it's
Samoan Warriors.
Most definitely.
They're very mid-card to me, though. Like, I don't...
They are. I mean, they are mid-card, but I think they still have something that they... They're good. I think they have a chance if we get a real tag division like they've teased before.
And that's something they're trying to build. We've seen so many tag matches in Raw the past 2 years.
Here's my thing about it though, is they always we've been building the tag division for the last 5 years. They start to build it, they rip it out. They start to build it. They've never really truly built it. Let's actually build it. Let's actually take some time, do it slowly, start bringing some teams, and not just cut its legs out the minute they go, let's put these guys together. You know, like let's actually continue through the plan, not just stop it.
And the Usos are the only, like, really true tag team that's out there besides, like, Primo and Epico, maybe.
The Primo and Epico are a real team. I consider Primetime Players a real team now.
I remember them from NXT.
Yeah, but they're a real team. They look the same. They're working on it. They're doing tag moves.
The Wyatt family might.
Yeah, I mean, they could
good
be.
Good things will happen.
But they're not up there yet.
Yeah.
I appreciate what you did for me.
I didn't do
Kathy.
Oh, what did you do for him?
I don't know.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
Didn't go on a date with him.
No, you didn't.
Well, that's nice.
I miss you, Smiley.
I'm so sorry, Smiley. She's terrible.
So the Usos.
I tell you, man.
The Usos won with the splash.
And let me tell you, Titus, since his match with Sheamus a few weeks ago. Was it 2 weeks ago or last week?
It wasn't last Monday. It was a week before, I think, great Raw.
Big coming out party, man.
Yeah.
And ever since then, he's taken these bumps. Like, that shoulder block into the corner is just
He went right into it. Yeah, he's doing good. He's on Sheamus. What's his name?
Titus.
Titus is sick of being in the mid-card, I think. Titus is ready to step up.
And that whole match, he was dominating when he was tagged in. And then when Darren Young got tagged in, that's when the Usos
took it over. Yeah. There were a couple, like, really good moves in that match. And then I feel like when Darren Young came in, they were like, I don't know, it just seemed off.
Titus is the star of that. But, I mean, look at Titus a year and a half ago. And I mean, he's almost unrecognizable as far as his character goes. I mean, it was boring.
Should
was
Titus be standing alone?
If you're gonna fight, make it a win.
It's like, it's almost getting to one of those points where maybe it's time to move Titus
for sure
away.
Up in the Barrett range.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I think he can do some single stuff on his
own. I could see him there. And if they need to, add more stars and build up more people.
And then maybe put Darren with somebody else, because I can see Darren's still good, and he maybe could be in a tag team with somebody else. But yeah. I think it's time maybe Titus gets a single push.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
For sure.
If you're not going to do something with primetime players, if you're not going to feature them as a top team, if you're not going to put the titles on them, let's split them up. Or keep them together and push them to the moon as a tag team. But but if you're not going to do that, let's move Titus away.
They seem kind of like the jobbers of the tag team. Lack of division.
Not as bad as 3MB, but...
And they were like prepping them, it felt at the time, almost to be the like crown jewel of that tag team division before Team Hell No came in and whatnot. Yeah. And now they've just kind of, become
they kind of got lost in the shuffle SmackDown and Raw combined.
Yeah, when they kind of started to kill the brand split, which is still around, but kind
not
of
as
not.
Much.
Yeah, it doesn't really make sense.
You know, the Road Scholars and Hell No, definitely got a lot of more press and stuff, and then I would have thought Usos were below. Like, I mean, you had Primo and Epico, I think, at the bottom. Usos, then primetime players.
Once they put the titles on Hell No, it became about Hell No, and the division completely became about Team Hell No, and all the tag teams just started to toil, in the mid card and not really have any direction anymore. They stopped focusing on the tag team division and just, you guys can just go play there and we're just going to pay attention to Hell No.
Who's going to beat two world champions?
Yeah. But I have to say, though, Team Hell No, they've gotten a lot more mileage out of that team than I ever thought they would.
For sure.
And I guess we could talk about it later because we get into a lot of it. But just the evolution of their relationship and that story is changing. It hasn't been one note.
And they always keep it fresh.
Always. They've gone through like six different evolutions of that team of, Daniel Bryan, the no's, the yeses, the I'm the weak link. No, I'm not the weak link. Yes, I am the weak link. I love you. I hate you. It's always different. They're always changing it.
1 week of freshness, 1 week of beautiful flowers, or your money back.
Oh, my goodness. My money back.
He's keeping it fresh.
He is keeping it fresh.
So
he's plugging away over there.
But that caps off like the first hour.
Yeah, Usos won.
Mm-hmm.
Two tag matches and two segments with McMahons.
Yep. So top of hour two, Big E versus Alberto Del Rio.
I think this is the fifth.
We have seen
match five,
together over the past couple weeks.
Yeah.
They're two for two.
I like it, though.
Yeah, and I think the SmackDown match was not supposed to happen, which is probably why this match probably wasn't supposed to happen. They had to go best of five.
Jack Swagger was not allowed in Canada.
Yeah, he couldn't get into Canada, so they had to switch that up.
So why wasn't he in Hartford?
I don't know. It doesn't mean he wasn't there. We didn't see him on tonight, but it doesn't mean he wasn't there.
Maybe he'll be on SmackDown.
Yeah, I mean, he could be on SmackDown. We'll see.
Yeah.
You would think that they would just trade that out then. Like they would.
And Zeb was there tonight. He was doing a WWE app promo during that
was
match.
He
was. Yeah, but that's it.
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe he was there.
Maybe they're trying to,
But this match was okay. I mean,
we got a recap of last week between them doing various matches.
We've seen a lot of this recently,
and the crowd definitely
felt it.
Felt it. No one was really into it.
But there was some cool. There was still some cool stuff, and the way they went into the finish was really cool.
Do we know when Ziggler's expected to be back?
I don't know.
He's been cleared, right?
Yeah, but you know what? I think especially with the head stuff now, they're really trying to be careful with concussion stuff. That's the stuff you gotta be really careful on. So I think they're going to hold him out longer than he needs to be, just to be smart.
Yeah.
Which is, you
gotta probably need some
future.
Rest anyways.
Absolutely.
How long does a champion get? How many days? I remember we were talking about that with CM Punk when he got injured. Do they have like storyline?
I don't know if they've ever gone with it. Like, I think technically what you would say would be 30 days that you have to, I think that's what boxing is or whatever stuff. They said they usually would say you have to defend it every 30 days. So.
Okay.
Yeah. So Alberto Del Rio ends up winning with a cross arm breaker.
Mm-hmm.
And
no, he doesn't win with a cross arm breaker. He rolls him. He's got him in the.
How did he?
They earlier on, he had him in the cross arm breaker, and Biggie and picked him up and slammed him.
And then
they dumped him over the ropes, and he locked in it there. And then they did that again, and when Biggie went to roll backwards, he caught his leg into a cradle and pinned him, which is really cool.
Innovative.
Very innovative.
Very weird camera angle. Can't unsee that, Biggie.
Or weird.
Had like a big wart on his... on his inner thigh.
Or maybe a big ingrown
oil or something.
Big ingrown hair.
Yeah, big
ingrown
hair.
Shave, right?
Yeah.
Especially when you got them things riding up there.
Ew.
It's like, I see Grundle.
So before we get into the next match, I just want to take 2 seconds to talk about Cereal Buddies.
Oh.
The Adventures of Cereal Buddies.
Is that the Cereal Buddies music?
Yes, it is the Cereal Buddies music. So our creators, Maria Menounos and Kevin Undergaro, also did a feature film recently that just came out on May 29th, and it is absolutely hilarious. I know the WWE always talks about movies that their people are in, so we are talking about a movie that our people are in.
I'm not in it.
Our people are in it, though.
Yeah.
Henry Winkler is in it.
Yes.
Kathy Lee Gifford.
Artie Lang.
Maria Menounos. Beth Bayers.
Doc Brown. Christopher Lloyd.
Christopher Lloyd.
What a 21 gigawatts!
21 megawatts!
Run for it, Marty!
Yeah, that was awesome.
It's kind of like a Dexter meets Dumb and Dumber. It's so funny.
Yeah.
Lots of characters.
You can check it out on iTunes. There are many other platforms that you can buy it on. Just download it onto your computer. And
yeah.
I want to be in the sequel.
You want to be in the sequel?
Let's write it up. We'll have a contract signing.
Serial
Wrestling style.
Is it Serial Enemies?
Serial Buddies.
Serial Enemies is a sequel.
Oh.
Ooh.
Yeah.
And they kill each other.
Yeah.
Go ahead and do us a favor. Subscribe to this podcast. Throw us a 5-star rating. And also throw in a comment right there telling us what you like.
Yeah. Do that too.
And even if you don't like something, we're up for the constructive criticism.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
He's trying to
steal your job. He's trying to jack your swagger now. It's
He's swagger jacking.
Wow.
But
swagger jacking.
At the same time, that was the wrong promo.
Oh.
He's messing
up
again.
Well, Smiley, his
head's too big.
His head has gotten so big. Uh-oh.
No!
Hooray!
Dun, 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 dun. That felt good.
Yeah,
that
it did.
No, that's a swagger jacking.
That's a swagger jacking.
He wasn't even on tonight. I was hoping that would never happen.
I saw Zeb's face. That's good enough for me.
I was afraid Kathy was going to block that from ever happening again, and now I'm happy.
So, after a commercial, we come back. Sheamus and Cody Rhodes.
JP loves Sheamus. It's his favorite guy.
Way?
He loves him. He thinks he's phenomenal.
I don't like his character. I love him as a wrestler.
Yes.
I don't like his character right now because he's a big, mean bully.
He's
for the
becoming
last year.
Very unlikable.
Yeah.
Well, because he does all these things that are unprovoked.
Yeah.
And he's a face.
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense.
He's a complete jerk.
What?
He really is. Like, what a dick.
Yeah. I think that as of right now, if there are people who are mid card who you could make into stars, I honestly feel like Cody Rhodes is one of them.
I couldn't agree with you more.
And I really hope that that's what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think he's amazing.
Yeah.
Like when they were messing with him and Caitlyn, that would have been great.
And that's the thing. We were talking about how Caitlyn needs some more promos, some more personality. And when those two were together in this weird love, like that's when the love stash came up.
Yeah, and Cody was very funny in those. They're like, ew, you're posting pictures of yourself. He's like, yeah, of course.
It was helping both of them.
Yeah,
and
it
then
was.
It completely disintegrated without any rhyme or reason.
Yeah.
Sucks.
Sad.
That happens.
I felt it.
That happens a lot in wrestling, Kathy. To this day, we still don't know who is behind GTV.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
Today, we still don't know who attacked McFoley in the boiler room. So, there's many things that go unanswered in the world of pro wrestling. Sometimes they just forget. The writing team will be like, we didn't like that. Let's just, totally ignore it.
Unless Cody Rhodes was the secret admirer. They've just been duping us all along.
Yeah. I mean, is that secret admirer thing still going on?
They haven't mentioned it in like 2 weeks.
Mentioned it, right?
Ugh.
That's better than what they did with the
And we
GM.
Never found out who it was, right, on
No. We were supposed to find out on the last pay-per-view, and it didn't really come to fruition.
So maybe they,
dropped
it. Yeah, because they have so many things that happen on the internet now, and they have about 25 hours of programming a week. It's so hard to keep up
and
with all of it.
And on the app.
For sure.
And on the app and everything, yeah.
Yeah. So alongside Cody Rhodes, Sandow is sitting on commentary to help his buddy out.
Mm-hmm. Great on commentary.
Reading Fate of the States. Because he's better than everyone.
He is.
He is better than everyone.
Smarter than
God
everyone.
God bless him.
So, good. I like this match.
Sheamus never has a bad match. Because he's a great wrestler.
It was okay. It was just a bit ho-hum for me.
Exactly.
There was nothing wrong with it.
It was very short.
Just like the Del Rio Big E match. It's just like, okay, we've seen this.
And I'm having more difficulty getting behind Sheamus. Like, I agree. I'm getting behind Josh on this, bully thing. Like, he's not face-ish anymore. Like, it's you're rooting against him. Like, he's not nice. You know, he's the cool kid that's a dick. I mean, that's really what he is.
I was rooting for Cody Rhodes this entire time.
Yeah. I mean, you know, he's like the cool thing that everyone, you know, is in high school, you know, the popular guy that always picks on everybody, that only a few people think is funny. But, it's not cool.
Yeah, like the last 2 weeks on SmackDown, Damian Sandow's had his own show finally. We were begging for them to give that to him. Yeah. Now he's got one. And he's like, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to educate you. I'm going to show you this knot. And no one can break it. And Sheamus comes out there, move it, nerd, I got this. Yeah. I can't get it. I'm going to try to bro kick you now.
And here's the dude that's like, I used to get picked on because I was short and fat. And now, you know, be a star. And then he's like going on and picking on people.
Yeah, 1 year later.
And his Sandow's songs. The songs that he did.
Oh, yeah.
For the
done...
2 weeks or whatever.
Yeah, he has a lot of people. Those are very funny.
People behind him and they're like, dude, you got to stop.
It's getting over. Let's kill it.
One cool thing Cody did that moonsault. Is it a moonsault or a moonsault?
A moonsault.
Yeah, I always spell it moonsault, but for some reason my southernness comes in.
That's moon.
I add
I asked you what it was, and I wrote down moonsault because that's
and I wrote down moonsault. I'm such an a-hole. Moonsault. Yeah, moonsault.
It's moonsault.
But Sheamus gets out of it. And
he moved out of the way. Mm-hmm.
Moved out of the way.
Gave him some white noise.
That looked awful. I mean, like, it looked so good, but it looked like it hurt Cody.
Yeah.
Really badly.
None of this stuff is fun to take.
Yeah.
What's that?
How bad would that feel compared to, like, a power bomb? The white noise. Is that any... It's the same type of bump, right?
And I mean, it depends on what type of power bomb you're talking about, too. I mean, with the white noise, he's sitting with it. He's not dropping you.
I'd rather take a white noise than a power bomb, I would believe.
It's from a lower... You're lower. You got more weight coming on you. I mean, it's six to one, half dozen to the other.
Potato, potato.
Yeah. Some power bombs can be. I mean, are we talking the Undertaker's last ride?
Woo! No.
It's a little different situation. You know.
But yeah, so Sheamus gets the win, right?
Yep. Sheamus
and
gets
then
the win.
What does he do? Sandow is sitting over there by himself. Sheamus can't hear what he's saying. Even if he is talking trash, you can't hear him. You don't have a microphone. You don't have headphones on.
And he goes and acts like a dick again.
And slaps him in the face. Sandow's like, I don't want to shake your hand. You've attacked me 2 weeks in a row.
Yeah.
Get out of my face.
He says he has a filthy hand, so that's what provokes Sheamus.
He just finished wrestling. Of course he's got a filthy hand.
He's sticking his hand in his face. He's like, get away from me, dude.
I don't like you. You know I don't like you.
There's something called personal space, and Sheamus was not respecting that.
Yeah.
But it is rude to deny someone's hand. Yeah.
But it's not like he's spinning his face.
Not if he's your someone that's been screwing with you the last couple weeks. I mean, someone come up and is like, oh, I know he's a jerk, but shake my hand. I'm like, no, get out of my face.
Yeah.
And then if the guy keeps insisting, you're going to push it out of the face.
Yeah.
I completely defend Sandow. You are correct on that, sir.
Yeah.
They mean Sandow had every right to do that to that bully Sheamus.
Are they going to make Sheamus heal again?
I hope so.
I think they should.
That'd be awesome.
I don't think that's the way they're going with it. I think they're just like, oh, I think Sheamus is funny and he's, you know, he's a good guy, so we can do this. No, he's
an Irish Eddie Guerrero.
He's a bad guy,
he's
a good guy that's acting like a real jerk, and I think he's a really bad role model actually right now.
Cody Rhodes hasn't been acting like a mean guy either.
No.
So maybe the tides will turn.
Yeah.
And. Right. We'll see some.
Yeah, Sheamus is a terrible role model.
Big mean
at this moment, at times he's been a good one. Right now, he's a bad role model.
Get Cena on him.
Cena's a great role model.
Yeah.
Back to the back. Triple H says he's leaving so the kids don't see him hit their grandfather. on live television.
Hey, didn't he call him a crazy old man or something?
The crazy bastard, yeah.
Don't use the C word.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
AJ
won't like that.
So Triple H leaves, gets in the limo, throws his bag in the back, and Stephanie says, Paul.
What a smark.
That's only the second time I remember Triple H being called Paul TV.
They really wanted the ratings tonight.
Yeah.
I wonder if we'll get one of those slides next week that it's like top. How can they phrase it next week? Top show in the whatever demographic.
Yeah. in the key demographics.
For sure.
Yeah.
This is a soap opera. They need to start treating it like a soap opera again.
What does that mean?
Josh likes soap operas.
With the drama. I love the drama.
Yeah.
Have a reason why we're having these matches every time.
I agree.
That's what I loved about the Divas stuff. Like, you gave the Divas 5 minutes, like 3 minutes to wrestle, mm-hmm. and you gave them 2 minutes in the back. All they did was like, oh, your hair looks bad. And they slap each other. And it's like, oh, ladies, do it in the ring. And it's like, okay, sweet. These girls made fun of them. Mm-hmm. Their hair.
And Josh wants more hot, soap opera stuff, more hot guys. That's what Josh wants.
Yeah. The promos and the stuff in back is actually what originally drew me into liking Raw. Yeah. So I completely agree with that. I mean, it sets up the story great. It brings on new people, and it gives you a chance to fall in love with these characters. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not just someone that you see fighting in the ring. It's you're personally invested in their lives.
Right.
Yeah.
So.
Exactly.
Yeah. What do you think, Smiley?
He liked it.
Birdie.
They show SmackDown. Ryback put Kofi through 3 tables.
Yeah.
This past week.
That second one looked nasty.
And
no more Kofi.
Yeah. They address his surgery, which we all know he just got. He will be out for a couple months.
Mm-hmm.
And Ryback says that is why he had to get surgery on Thursday.
Yeah,
I'm the reason.
Even though he put him through tables
on Friday
night SmackDown.
Look, Ryback's not smart, but Ryback does rule.
Yeah,
and that's all.
I do like how they actually, though, referenced Kofi's pre-existing condition on that. It wasn't just like, oh, he hurt his elbow that way. He aggravated a pre-existing condition, which he did have. So I liked how they did that.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know.
It made it more real and work for the story-wise.
Most fans know that SmackDown is shot on Tuesday. If they want to go see the show, they have to go see it on Tuesday.
Yeah,
so I don't know.
But it's still... but, you know, you do that for the average person because a person's watching there, and if they're watching SmackDown and they're talking about, you know, Tuesday, they're
why
going, but
Thursday?
I'm watching on Friday, and I don't understand. What are they talking about Tuesday?
And they never say taped on Tuesday.
So
why did Ryback have to say Thursday? There was no reason why
he had
to say Thursday.
There's no reason he just... That
the reason
just
he had surgery was because of me.
Yeah.
Ryback rules.
and they're on live television, so mistakes like that happen. That's a great thing about
it. Was it a mistake or was that scripted in for
It could have been. I would think that would be a mistake. Either it was a mistake he made or it was a mistake by the person who wrote it.
Yeah.
It did feel like, I said earlier when we were watching, I felt like he was reading a script word for word the way he was doing it. I don't know if that's just his delivery, but it felt like someone who's reading a script.
He usually does sound like
he does sound like that, but. But it sounds like he doesn't just put it in his own words.
Talks.
Yes. I am the Ryback. Ryback rules.
Can you do that thing with your face where he just like...
Feed me more.
Smiley.
Come on, guys. My mouth is open.
Yeah.
I don't know what that meant.
So Ryback ends up talking to Brian because he wants a match tonight.
My puke is bigger than you. When I had to flu last year.
Oh, that was
so funny. Like, unintentionally.
Now, that's how you do bully. That's how you do bully right, okay?
My puke is bigger than
you. Yeah. I mean, he's a bad guy, so it makes sense, you know? But yeah,
just fight me tonight. Prove it.
How, we said it earlier in the broadcast, how does Daniel Bryan have enough energy to do that?
I don't know.
And he still pulls out an incredible match later tonight.
Yeah. And he's got to get in the car and drive how many hours to the next town to do it again tomorrow. Mm-hmm. It's incredible.
Yeah. So Vince in back also gives a match to Curtis Axel with Cena.
Yeah.
A no disqualification match.
Yes.
And he keeps complimenting Axel.
They are really trying to push Curtis Axel.
Oh, yes, they are.
Very, very much so. I mean, he has been in very high-profile matches the past couple weeks. And do you guys think he deserves it?
So far, I'm not buying him fully. I'm behind him. I wish Joe Hennig the best. I hope. I was a giant fan of his dad. His dad's one of my favorite wrestlers, and I've had people compare me, not my wrestling, but my character a little bit, that I even have, which is modeled a little bit after him as well. So Mr. Perfect was a huge influence for me. So I really am rooting for him, but I haven't seen it yet. Mm-hmm. Like, I haven't seen that star quality in him.
So is it nepotism, or we just haven't seen the star in him that they see?
I think there is some nepotism here. I think that you get that a lot. But they do keep talking him up. He's a big Triple H guy. The Rock is really behind him. I mean, I don't know if part of
it seems like Vince is behind him, or I wouldn't be in all these matches.
Absolutely. Is it their enthrallment with his dad? Is it the name? I don't know. I personally haven't seen it, but I hope I'm wrong, and I hope this guy becomes a giant star.
I felt like over the last couple months, Josh had
moonsault.
Oh, my God.
Oh, the moonsault.
That's awesome.
So very funny.
That was very funny.
For those of you who can't see at home because you're listening, you can find those pictures
on YouTube.
Go to YouTube.
On YouTube or on our AfterBuzz TV website. So it seems like they're really trying to push him. And I feel like in the past couple months when they brought up new talent from NXT or from somewhere, it always seems to go better when they promo them for, like, they tease them a little bit first, like with the
like
Wyatt
those
family,
tease packages.
Fandango. And I mean, the only time when I feel like they didn't tease someone is the Shield, and that's been hugely successful.
See, you also have those things. I don't know that
it doesn't work for everyone.
It doesn't work for everyone. It works better for character-y stuff, and I don't know that. He's more of a character. He's his dad's first name and his grandfather they're using for his last, Axel. Mm-hmm. So there's not really a character thing. The famous vignettes I think of are like the Mr. Perfect. His father had some of the most famous vignettes ever going into it, where he was Mr. Perfect. He was playing basketball and every basket went in perfectly. His dives were perfect. He'd bowl a strike every time, you know, and they had these great vignettes leading up to him. There's just really not a character to do that with him. Like, they don't have him. He's not a fleshed out character.
It seems like Bo Dallas, like, that's what it seems like. It's the
same type
the way
of thing.
That it's going to go is the Bo Dallas route, where he was very hyped up.
But the problem was Bo Dallas was a face.
Right.
When faces like Rocky Maivia, when they were pushed out and down our throats as good guys winning, you know, it's like people are like, no, we don't like you. But it's a little safer having Axel come in as a bad guy.
And here's my thing a little bit, too, and this is just a personal opinion, is you have kind of, I would consider what they're doing with him more of the Attitude Era style of, like, you know, and more call him of more of a name and a less of a gimmick, and it's just this tough guy type thing, where I think we're going back to more of an 80s, early 90s style things, where like Bray Wyatt, the real character stuff, you know, you hear them saying, well, you know, it needs to be look more real like UFC and stuff. I disagree with that. I think we need to go backwards. I think we need to go back to the 80s, to the 10 punches and the bringing the guy in the hard way, and some of the more over the top type stuff, because that's what I loved as a kid. You know, like, this guy takes one arm and flips this guy way in the air and it looks completely unbelievable. How did he do that? That to me is what pro wrestling is. And if we want to go more real, well, the UFC now has that. We need to go backwards.
Why would you watch this programming?
So to me, a character like Curtis Axel is more of a different era. I think we're going back to more of that 80s, 90s era, which is where the Bray Wyatts kind of fit in more. You got to be a character.
Fandango.
You know, and you can still be a modern day type character. Corey Graves is a character, and he's a guy as well, just tatted up. But you need to be a character these days.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're going back to that.
Yeah. So, Fandango versus Kali. I think one of the more interesting matches of the night, actually.
and the interesting thing is there was one person that danced their way down to the ring, and it wasn't Fandango.
No. What are you doing?
I mean, I'm sure he did. We just didn't get to see it tonight.
Yeah, but all we saw was we saw Kali's entrance, but we didn't get to see Fandango dance down.
I really like the way that they use Kali tonight. I mean,
this is the way to use Khali.
Yeah, I really enjoyed him tonight. Yeah.
Yeah, you have to use Khali the way Andre the Giant was used earlier in his career, which is for battle royals. He's the surprise partner that comes in to help. You don't have him in the world title picture.
No, no.
It doesn't work. Because then you have an 8-foot guy and who can beat him. You know, it doesn't really work as well for me. And this is the perfect way to use him. The comedy, him and Hornswoggle. I've loved this thing with him, Hornswoggle, and Maddie. It's made me really enjoy Khali's work. And I was one of the guys before, get this guy out of here. Like, he does nothing.
Oh, yeah.
And now Khali comes out and it's like, hey, the music hits. Yeah. Started to dance.
We don't get the music.
No, we don't get it. But
I know that he's not able to wrestle as long as some of the other guys, but I think they used it well tonight and with the interruption, even though it was kind of an abrupt end that we didn't get a conclusion for in the match. I know you don't.
Well, yeah, it annoys me because it's so simple. You grab the microphone and say the winner by countout is blah, 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 you know, and announce how that ended. Then we can go into this next match. They just kind of like forgot that there was a match and we never had any sort of conclusion of what happened. Well, there was an official match that just went on. We need to know who won and who lost.
Yeah.
Grab this the microphone and say it. That's one of the things that annoys me.
And they did that in Extreme Rules as well with Cena and Ryback. So it's like, just say, all right, it's thrown out because both guys didn't get up.
Yeah.
Done.
It's very easy. It's very easy to fix those things with just someone to grab a microphone and say it.
Really quickly.
What'd y'all think of Fandango's Ultimate Warrior tassels around his biceps?
There are a couple things.
Kathy didn't like him clean shaven.
He looks weird clean shaven. He looks kind of creepy.
I thought you don't like facial hair.
On him, he needs a little bit.
Okay.
A little bit of scratch.
Smiley's yodeling.
I love it. So Miz comes out to stop the match, and Barrett ends up knocking Miz out.
Yes.
To set up,
which was a great looking bull hammer, by the way. You know, from far away. I mean, it looked brutal the way he looks like he full on hit him.
He really hit him. Yeah. It's like, Miz telling these guys, listen, I need help out there. Just really hit me in the face. Okay, hit me in the face so I can get the IWC on my side. Because these guys hit him hard, or they just don't like him.
Not to go back to NXT, but did you see Jake Carter on there? Is that what he goes by? Vader's son. That looks exactly like the Miz.
Are we doing an NXT after show?
No, I have seen that before.
They look identical.
Like the Miz.
And I think that they were going to use him as a like evil twin or something.
Because Jake Carter is the name of his character in Marine 3, and there was going to be some sort of thing with the two of them, but it got canceled. It's freaky how much he looks like Miz. People were chanting Miz at him.
Or they could just have the Miz at NXT every single week.
Or, turn Miz heel and do something where, you know, they're doing twin magic with the Miz and Jay Carter.
Yeah, I'd like
that. The Bellas already have that.
I know, but you just gimmick infringement. Still that, yeah.
I would like a second Miz, but like they're enemies.
Oh, kind of like Bizarro Superman?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, Bizarro Miz.
Yeah.
There you go.
I like it. So that sets up the Barrett versus Miz match. People don't know if Miz is going to be able to compete.
Uh-oh.
But he is.
Of course he is. He's the Miz.
Yeah. And another solid match. So what they're trying to set up between Miz, Barrett, and Fandango.
The triple threat. And the finish of this, though, he dropped toehold him into a figure four leg lock, which I personally never seen that way to get into the figure
four. At first,
before.
You thought that it was a mistake, and then we went back, and it looked...
Well, the mistake was because you don't have to get too behind the scenes, but you work aside the left side, and he dropped hold in him on the right leg, which I thought at first was he missed and went too far and hit it, but it was the way for him to get into that. That's why he had to do it that way.
Yeah.
So he didn't have to step over the leg, which it was brilliant. I was like, oh my God, I've never seen that way. I'm sure it's been done before that way. I've just never seen it.
And that happens after Fandango's music hits. There's a little bit of a distraction. Wade Barrett goes to the rope And then,
which is weird, like Miz received a bullhammer to the face, and then we come back from a commercial, and Miz is all over Wade Barrett. That's like, that's,
what are y'all doing? Like, he's supposed to be hurt. He just received that.
Maybe it was on the app, too.
That's a very, very good point. That's a very, very
like
good
Wade
point.
Like, Wade just barely got...
He should absolutely have
He got the winds of change on, and that was it.
He should have... Miz should have completely sold that like he was hurt before that, and then come back.
Make that bullhammer look scary.
Let Barrett beat the crap out of him, and then come back out of nowhere with the win on a short match.
Why did you need to make Miz look strong in that situation? He got cold cocked, you know.
It's the old theory. Yeah, one person goes over, one person gets over. I agree with you.
Because Fandango's going to cost you the match anyway. It's setting up for the three-way. Anyway, whatevs.
The three-way.
Don't say three. I knew Dirty Kathy Kelly was going to say something when you say three-way.
Top of the third hour. Lawler is in the ring, and they are preparing to sign a contract between Jericho and CM Punk for Chicago Payback.
Lots of good Raw's Jericho signs out there. People put time into it.
Oh, we speaking didn't talk. Speaking of signs, let's talk about signs.
Speaking of signs, during Vince's speech at the very, very beginning, we noticed a little AfterBuzz sign.
Our special guest is going to be excited about this.
I had a shout out to GQ Money in there.
Yeah.
AfterBuzz TV.
Next to the champ is here.
And then this is Fan of the Night.
Ms. Granny.
Yeah, when Barrett.
Barrett's granny.
When Barrett got slammed in, her look on her face was unbelievable. I was like, oh my God, look at the lady.
We had to rewind. She's so cute.
Yeah, she was so funny. And then she was very excited during that whole part.
Usually we know by now whose sign that is. So if it is your sign, then please tweet us and let us know your Twitter handle, because we want to shout you out.
And the guy looks really happy. He loves GQ.
I loved how neon it was. I loved how dark the black was,
and you
so
could
we
read
could
it.
Visibly
yeah,
see it.
It was
props
phenomenal.
To you.
Well done.
Yes.
And I mean, we've seen now what about four signs? We've seen
five
a bunch
or
of
six,
signs.
I think, at this point.
Paulo.
For the past few months. So keep them coming. We love them.
AfterBuzzers unite.
Yes. Top of the third hour, they're signing the contracts. Heyman comes into the ring and goes off and lists Punk's accolades.
First of all, I could have signed this in the back. I could have done that. But the only reason I'm out here is to stroke your huge ego. And Jericho's like, yeah. But then, he goes off. He's like, my client, CM Punk. And he's like, and he shuts him up, right?
I love Jericho. He picks up right where Heyman left off. He's like, I get it. Your client was the champ for 434 days, and he did this, and he did that, and now he has so many tattoos, and that includes a tattoo of a piece of pizza and whatever
else. And an ice cream sandwich. I'm like, I need to see. I've never seen those before.
They're
it must
probably
be somewhere
in
that sleeve.
Yeah. They're very
seen what?
Sleeves are so intricate.
His tattoo of the ice cream sandwich
and the donut.
And the piece of pizza. Because I clearly see the Pepsi and the Cobra sign.
Oh, on Punk? On Punk, he's got a lot of very interesting tattoos.
Yeah.
But, and then...
Heyman says that you don't want to have this in Chicago because Chicago is Punk's hometown.
Mm-hmm.
Love me some Chicago. It is Punk's hometown. You will not go over well.
No.
The fans will all be behind him.
All you got to watch is Money in the Bank 2 years ago, Punk versus Cena, where Cena was a babyface, and wow, I've never seen a reaction like that when he got booed out of the building.
Lawler was trying hard, like, oh, it's a bipartisan crowd. It was are you kidding me?
Yeah, he's like he goes, yeah, this is like if, you know, where the Super Bowl's in Chicago and the Bears are in the Super Bowl, the Super Bowl's in Chicago.
It was worse than WrestleMania 18.
They say Chicago has the most diehard fans.
One of the best wrestling crowds there is, yeah.
Yeah, Chicago.
They're arguably number one. Yeah, Chi-Town, right?
Smiley's from Chicago area,
he
too.
He is, yeah.
So.
But you don't want this in Chicago. You might be best in the world at what you do,
exactly.
But my client is best in the world at what he does, and he's in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't lose in Chicago.
And I love how they said last week on Raw, they were like, Punk's resting in Chicago. He was in L.A.
He was in L.A. at the Dodgers game.
Yes.
Yeah, he was up in Running Canyon with Raven.
Yeah. Probably there were some friends of mine, actually. I don't know that for a fact, but I wouldn't be surprised.
So Jericho suggests, should we have it in L.A.?
At SummerSlam.
Yeah, baby.
Crowd,
please
cheers.
Don't.
Should we have it at Madison Square Garden?
Yeah.
At the next WrestleMania? Crowd cheers. Should we have it at Hartford?
Yeah, the place goes
tonight.
Nuts.
Right here tonight. Yeah.
No.
Heyman says no.
We're going to have it.
We'll have it
in Chicago.
Yes.
And Jericho quickly signs a contract, hands it back. Did not like the prop contract.
I thought it was a horrible prop. Horrible prop.
It looked like a contract.
They just write Chris Jericho like on a word program versus
CM Punk. And it had the WWE logo at the
top.
And then
they're just like signing at the bottom of the paper. Like, come on, guys. At least make that a cover sheet. Give me a stack of papers.
Did you notice, though, when he took it out? When he took it out, there were three sheets or four sheets of paper underneath.
Oh, there were. Yeah. Okay. But they were signing the top.
They only signed
you need
the top.
To go take
initial,
them off. And
yeah,
that's what they usually do.
Date it.
Terrible prop.
Weak. Yeah.
Exactly.
Right, Smiley.
Weak.
Yeah, but these things usually build into like a Pier 6 brawl. Right?
Yeah.
And they didn't break out.
I'm so sick of the contract signings. There's just
we've had a lot in the past month.
We've had a lot for the past decade.
All with Heyman in them. But all with Heyman.
They've been doing these things forever, and there's just so many ways you can do them. Please, let's stop doing contract signings. Please, no contract signings for the next 3 years. Please, let's just stop it.
Let's do them in the back.
Fresh. Do something different. Stop doing the contract signings. They're getting boring. They're just the same crap over and over.
What about doing a separate segment?
Do something new.
Do it on the app.
Like a segment at corporate or something.
Something.
Because ratings are always good during contract signings for some reason.
So.
I don't get it, but it is.
So I don't know if someone here or someone at home can explain to me, but why did Jericho put the contract in Heyman's pants?
Yeah, that didn't seem
not
to...
in his pocket. Not his pants pocket.
And who was it that said something
about
how the
balls? He's not
going to
be nice about it. Like, sure, you go.
Right in his crotch.
Yeah, I forget who it was that said it was something about Punk having him by the balls, Punk by the balls,
maybe,
or something like that. But it didn't seem to really come through. I didn't like that.
And Jericho, I feel like he's so good that he knows when something doesn't work. But he walked out of there like
both these guys are great.
Like he
had his
good,
grin. Yeah,
just that'll show him.
It was
Heyman's
just
like, all right.
The segment was unoriginal from the start, and it wasn't those guys' fault. So I was just kind of bored with it. And you know, we've seen this before.
Mm-hmm. Next up. Divas match, finally.
Not bad.
Yeah.
Ms.
Girls.
Golden Era is going to be happy that
who?
Ms. Golden Era on YouTube.
Oh, yes.
She's going to be very happy.
I love the Divas matches.
They got some time.
Yes, they did get some time. Bella's and AJ versus Funkadactyls and Caitlyn. Caitlyn is back to her old outfit. I really like the one that she was rocking last week. It was newer. And the Funkadactyls, when they came out, I really feel like they should get their own music now. They've been out enough, just them two.
Yeah, I kind of like them with the... I mean, it's...
You do?
Yeah, I think they should have the same music until they get split off.
It's a stable now. It's not a stable.
It's all of them come to the music. Brodus, Tensai doesn't have his own music. Yeah. Everybody in that stable has
like
that music.
Naomi's such a star.
She is.
And
when they break her away eventually, which will happen, she'll get her own music and she'll be repackaged and it'll happen eventually. But right now, as she's with the Funkadactyls, you don't want to... I don't like that when
but
they...
But we didn't even see the Tensai and Brodus Clay tonight.
No, but they're still together with them. They're still part of that group.
They were
so
on
that's
the app
their music.
In the back with Zack Ryder
watching very true.
Along with us.
Yeah. Naomi's really good. She's got some amazing moves. Cameron did well. You know, I mean, honestly.
Naomi did amazing. I felt like she stole that match.
I think the weakest person in ring here is Caitlyn.
Yeah.
I still think Caitlyn.
AJ
didn't do anything.
She was the only one that really didn't get that much of a pop.
She doesn't have any real character.
Yeah.
And from what I understand, she's got this great personality and whatnot. But what they have her right now is boring milk toast.
Yeah.
And her personality with her in-ring ability right now, it's not that she's terrible, but she's not polished.
Mm-hmm.
And so she doesn't have that great personality that can overtake, you know, the weakness in the ring sometimes. So, I mean, honestly, I think Caitlyn needs to be back down in NXT. I don't think she's TV ready.
I disagree. Personally. I think that she really shines, like, in those moments, like when we did see her with Cody Rhodes in that whole storyline.
And she was very good there.
You fall in love with her because she is so sweet, and she is kind of and that girl next door.
I mean, she's gorgeous. Yeah, she's beautiful, but... I've never been a big fan, a huge fan of her. Yeah,
the big thing, the skunk hair, like that is putting putting you in a different category. You're part of a different tribe there.
So
it's like, why not have your music reflect that?
Why not have your character packaged? Though.
Yeah, well,
can her
not
and
her
Rollins
fault.
Get together?
I mean, most of the stuff isn't
her and what Rollins? Yeah. Oh, with the hair.
Right, they look like they would get along siblings. Really well, right? And so it's not none of this stuff is really her fault. I mean, it's like, look, this is what we're handing.
Yeah,
you.
Oh yeah, no, I can't. I don't blame her.
Make them dye their own like dye their hair certain colors? And
they
stuff?
Might.
Really?
They could.
Huh. Instead of making Jim Johnson spend hours and hours coming up with 5-10 different Axel themes. Curtis Axel themes. Why not have them come up with something new for Caitlyn?
That's what you're hearing.
Oh, it's terrible. Make a new one. you give Curtis Axel a different one every week. You can do Caitlyn too.
Because unfortunately, the divas are treated differently.
It's true.
They are.
Yeah.
They're treated as second class citizens, and that's not what it's all about.
Nope. Definitely not.
Not what we've been fighting for.
All went through women's suffrage back in 19.
But yeah. I'll tell you when I forget what happened here, but somehow Naomi went crashing into the ropes, which was rad.
Taking mad bumps all over the place. Yeah. And one of the things that we were also talking about during the broadcast.
She's crisp. Everything she does is crisp. Like, she's good. Yeah. She's very good.
She is very, very good. I would love to see her on the mic more just because we haven't really seen that yet.
I'd love to see like her actually wrestle a house show and see what she can do in like her coming up with a match and putting together and seeing where she is as an artist
for sure.
Coming up with a match and stuff, because I'm sure these TV matches are a little bit different. They're told move to move what to do, and they don't have as much freedom.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd like to see what she could do.
Yeah, so one of the other things we were talking about during the broadcast is Nikki and Brie, how they are so good, and one of the few people, men or women, in WWE who maximize their time in getting their personality across during the matches.
And people crap on their in-ring work quite a bit, and I don't think it's nearly as bad as people say it. I mean, I think it's actually decent. It's simple. They don't do anything like really spectacular, and I mean, you know, could you really break down and get some mistakes? Yeah, but I think they're pretty good. I mean, I do think they're pretty good in the ring. They're getting better. I mean,
and I love
especially at this run right now.
Even if we don't see them in a promo a certain night, we still know their personality. Like, they're screaming in the ring, they're saying various things, and it still all comes across.
They're always interesting.
Yes.
They're always interesting.
And they're gorgeous.
Yeah. Of course.
That helps.
Yes. Never hurts.
Yeah, that whole side of the ring right there tonight, those three girls are the best at doing that.
Yeah, AJ
for sure.
AJ refuses to tag.
AJ, yeah.
Leaves Brie hanging.
Leaves Brie hanging, and Caitlyn ends up spearing Brie, gets the win. AJ walks off, and it looks like, to me, it looked like Caitlyn was like, thank you a little bit, but I know that there's still a feud between them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man, she just doesn't want to touch her.
Yeah, the Bellas are mean to Caitlyn.
Yeah. So, getting towards the end of Raw tonight, backstage, Kane tells Daniel Bryan that he should not fight Ryback. Don't do it, Daniel Bryan.
Hey, you know what? You Friday. Stay away.
It's a mistake to fight Ryback.
Mistake.
It was so sweet.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Kane was being so sweet.
Yeah. Once again, the evolution of the storyline of where these guys have gone. It's just, you know, every time they don't stay on like one kind of storyline too long with them. You know, it's and now they're at this weak link thing. And I like how they'll do something and they'll flip it. You know, they had the weak link before where he was, I am not the weak link. Don't say I'm the weak link. I'm not the weak link. And now they switch it. No, I am the weak link. You know, it's like they'll do a storyline and then they go the opposite way before they move on with this. It's very interesting.
Yeah.
They've got a lot of mileage
their
out of the
chemistry
story.
Is so good, though.
I've been thinking they were going to break these guys up for 6 months, and they keep finding ways to keep them interesting. And it's like, well, they need to break them up now because it's going to get stale. And it hasn't. They keep finding interesting ways. Creative has done a very good job with Daniel Bryan, and this is where you can kind of see the positivity of bringing like soap opera writers and stuff like that. You know, those ideas are great as long as there's someone to filter mm-hmm. those through and be able to say, well, that doesn't make sense in a wrestling storyline.
And there's an end to a storyline.
Right, right. As long as you can put it into a filter of what makes sense in wrestling, to bring those creative people that have those different ideas are great to do. You just need to be able to filter it in through a wrestling storyline and understand when it doesn't make sense and when it does.
Yeah.
And imagine if they went with the original plans and didn't have this team happen.
Oh, yeah. It was supposed to be a feud originally, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Could have been a huge mistake.
Yeah. It's just crazy how those things happen.
Yeah, Brian tells Kane that he doesn't want him by his side.
Stay away from me tonight.
Away from me tonight.
Kane's so sad.
Kane says, call me when you find your mind, because you've clearly lost it.
When
writing at its best.
When the devil's favorite demon tells you that, call me when you're feeling better and you got your mind right. He got something bad there.
He didn't look too scary tonight.
Kane's funny.
Kane did not look too scary.
Kane can be scary. Kane can be funny. Kane can be anything Kane wants to be. He's a genius.
Yes.
Glenn Jacobs, right? Glenn Jacobs is phenomenal.
Yeah. Isaac Yankum.
Yes.
And this is something that I feel like the past week we've been seeing. Daniel Bryan looks like a crazy person in a good way.
Yeah.
Like, he's going off every single top rope.
He has so much energy
where it's like so fast paced.
And the crowd just with those yeses afterwards.
Gets
people so fired up right now.
Yeah. So getting into the Ryback versus Bryan match.
Well, actually, we should talk about, because they went to commercial right after that, and then we came back with a Wyatt family promo. We don't have to talk NXT, because now we can talk Raw, because the Wyatt family is coming to the main roster, which I'm so excited about.
Smiley likes now,
Smiley's stoked about Smiley the Wyatt
face.
Family.
One of our fans sent me a picture, and you notice there's a chick in the new Wyatt family promo. Laying on a tree. Is that Audrey Marie?
It is Audrey Marie. There's also someone else in there. I think they taped those promos probably
a month or two ago.
I think probably before that. I think those are just redos of the old Wyatt family promos when they first came in, right? I think those are some recycled footage. Mm-hmm. So I think that's very old footage that they had taken from a long time ago when they first introduced them in NXT. So I think that's what that's from.
So, yeah, thank you, Will. She is not the mercenary.
Yeah, she is not going to be...
But maybe originally she was planned to maybe join them.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe something there.
Yeah, I mean, I think they had an idea of her
as an extra.
And there was some other people. I think there were a bunch of people that were probably thinking about at the time.
Yeah, yeah.
Such a good match, though. There are so many great false finishes.
No disqualification. And I actually had a question here. Someone got me on Twitter. Who was it? It was Miguel Ramiro said, are there usually countouts in no DQ matches? And the answer is yes, there can be. Technically, a no DQ match, there are countouts. And if there were no countouts, it would be no DQ, no countout.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's just no DQ, yes, there is a countout.
So... Mm-hmm. He put him through a table,
mm-hmm.
but got DQ'd, right? How did that? I didn't think it was a DQ match. Maybe I just missed.
I thought it was an ODQ match, right? There was a win, right?
Daniel Bryan won because
Cena Axel was no DQ, but Ryback.
Ryback.
I'm sorry.
I was like, wait, hold on.
I'm jumping.
Because it was DQ'd.
I'm sorry. I jumped. The DQ was the finale. You know what it is? Is because I had one match written on my back paper, and I'm like, oh, this is the last one tonight, right?
You're screwing me up.
I'm sorry. My fault.
I was like, wait, hold on. I almost.
Shut up, Smiley. Don't laugh at me.
Ryan Morrill's clum.
So the match ends because Ryback puts Brian through a table and gets DQ'd.
Yes, yes.
And that table was not centered.
No. He didn't throw him through the middle.
Yeah.
Just recklessly throws him through the side of it.
Yeah.
And then he goes to put him through a second table that he propped up against the barricade.
And Cena comes out.
Super Cena!
Crowd started chanting. Crowd was really behind Cena tonight. And
the, this was interesting. The entrances for this match happened while everyone was, like, Ryback was still out there. Daniel Bryan was still out there. You know, we got Cena. Then we got Axel during that whole thing, which is kind of interesting. I liked it. I mean, they were trying to do something a little different, and I thought it was cool.
And again, I think this is pretty much the fifth version of Axel's theme. I'm going to stay on that.
Yeah, Curtis Axel's and, you know, music.
Again, like, wrestlers
I don't
need...
know that that's...
Each one's a little different.
I'm going to have to go back and try to go
on there and listen to them, because this time that stuff was like, you know, doing the Jack Swaggering thing. It was like dun 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 dun, and then there's like a 7 second lull of nothing.
I thought
and
it was
then
Swagger
just,
at
then
first.
Then you see God.
He needs to figure out something.
He just comes walking out when there's no music going, you know, and then it takes a long time. I don't know. I don't know. They're figuring it out.
He needs to figure out something with his entrance, and whether that's coming in later,
right,
or. I don't know. I was about to say not coming at all.
There it is. There it is. Yeah,
what,
Smiley.
Did we just get a snort?
Smiley, fake Smiley got a snort out of Kathy.
Fake Smiley. Smiley face.
Birdie.
Don't call him fake Smiley. It's Smiley
fake
face.
Smiley.
Smiley face. Smiley face.
Last match of the night. Cena versus Curtis Axel. It's an okay match.
Yeah, Heyman getting involved.
And that's the no DQ match.
That's the no DQ match.
That's the no DQ. And Heyman immediately grabbing the leg, which I liked.
Yeah.
Immediately got involved.
I felt like the energy of the crowd went a little bit down during this match, because the Bryan match was freaking amazing.
But Axel has some new Curtis Axel trunks.
It looked like he unzipped his trunks and there was just some blue behind
him. That's his Axel on the back, I think.
Yeah, and then the X, it looked like it was two Swords of Grayskulls from Masters of the Universe, and then I had to look longer at his...
butt?
At his trunks.
Is that not what it was?
And see,
he's staring at these hot guys' butts.
It's wrestling! Yeah.
So, rating Axel on a 1 to 10 scale, how hot do you think he is, Josh?
Hot? He's a good-looking guy. He's
got a head turn. If you just go hot or not, a yes or no.
I don't like those burly woodcutter-looking, you know, Paul Bunyan types.
You like the pretty boys.
You don't like the beard?
I like the fondant.
You don't like my beard?
No, it scares me. It's itchy. I'm kind of yucky. I like them smooth.
Uh-oh.
I can't even.
I'm definitely keeping my beard now.
So.
But your arms, their arms are great.
My arms are messed up. Well, they're a little prickly right now. But,
so you guys can hold hands, but don't kiss.
Yeah. Rub up the arms. Yeah.
I didn't have a match this weekend, so I'm not exactly shaved down.
Axel ends up smashing a tablet on Cena's head.
Yeah.
Heyman ran over to the announcer's table. He's like, give me a laptop. Give me the iPad. And he's like, no, like, take his tablet. Take his tablet.
They're like, he smashed a computer. I was like, that was not a computer. Yeah. That was definitely a tablet.
Take this one.
And
that's
a
crap.
Very inexpensive one.
That
too.
Was a 2010
one
HP.
You couldn't get the WWE app on, so it's good.
Yeah, I'd hand it off and be like, here, use this one. Oh, broke. I need a new iPad, guys.
Give me the mini.
Yeah.
You screwed up my tablet. No, I need an iPad.
So Cena ends up getting Axel outside the ring and is about to put him through a table. Heyman is pleading, don't do it, don't do it. And then Ryback comes out of nowhere and puts Cena through that very same table.
Dun, dun, dun.
You could see Cena talking to Axel a lot in this match. Like, laying on his back and yelling at him, telling him stuff.
Oh, are you talking about just communicating?
Just communicating. Yeah.
That would make a lot of sense that he would do that, because Cena is the best at some of that, just reading a crowd and knowing when to do things.
For sure.
What to do when.
It's probably easier when you are wrestling a veteran when you're first coming up.
Oh, I can tell you 100%. Just in my training and with people, it's much easier. Like if you're, let's say you're training, it's your third day, and you're wrestling with someone that's their third day, it's going to be a mess. It's much easier to work with somebody who's been doing it for a year that can give you the feel and stuff. So absolutely, a veteran like Cena would just... All McGillicuddy has to do is sit there and just listen and do what he says, and you'll be fine.
McGillicuddy.
Yeah.
You can't call him that.
it's not McGillicuddy anymore. Hennig, it's Yeah.
But does that
Axel.
Ever get distracting to fans? Because, I mean, I know we noticed it, but...
if you're good enough, usually you should be able to hide it. And you do learn, and that's techniques you learn to not be doing. You're not supposed to look like you're sitting there, you're talking to him.
Yeah.
So if they do that, that's a mistake.
Mm-hmm. I thought he looked good tonight. I mean, he had his one-handed swinging neckbreaker
which is
a
cool move.
I just want him to prove himself before he gets all these amazing matches.
Yeah.
That's just me. Yeah. It was kind of a disappointing ending to Raw.
It's building Heyman up a little bit more than it is Kurt Axel. You know?
To me, it's this weird thing, and like they're building him up by having him wrestle these stars, but by beating these stars without real wins. And like, I'm not really personally a big fan of that. I know as far as the WWE is considered, he's just beaten John Cena twice and he's beaten Triple H. But to me, they're cheesy ways that they've beaten him. They're not real wins. And
it's exactly what happened with Bo Dallas. He was getting these wins because he accidentally got Barrett out of the ring,
but he was still pinning Barrett and getting stuff like that. Like Curtis Axel's not really; he's getting garbage wins. They're not even legitimate pins or anything. So, like to me, it's not really a way to build a guy. They disagree, but I don't think they're building him the proper way by sticking him with these high profile guys.
They should have brought back his dad to bring him into the game.
If you really wanted to put him over, you needed to have him pin Triple H that first night. I think the way they did him with Triple H kind of ruined
Triple H wouldn't want him to.
You use that concussion storyline where he goes down in the middle and a pin ends up happening. I think that moment they kind of screwed up Curtis Axel. They had a chance to really bring him in well and they didn't.
Yeah. I think the only clean win he's really gotten is over Jericho.
Yeah.
That's right.
So.
Seems like
we're trying to get wrapped.
Yeah.
This is an ode to Smiley.
We love you, Smiley.
Yes. We do love you, Smiley. Smiley's unfortunately not watching because he wasn't able to get the feed going.
He's not watching?
Hey, I got a text that he couldn't get the feed.
His face is not coming back next week.
He couldn't get it pulled up. Yeah. So
next week we will have chat roll back. We may have some special guests. In the meantime, where can they find you guys?
This Sunday, I will be in Indio, California for Alpha Omega Wrestling. 4 o'clock bell time, Indio High School. Come on up, and you can follow me on @Clementator on Twitter.
Tomorrow, 7:30 Pacific Standard Time, Iconic Eye TV. Just a 30-minute quick show. We'll be talking entertainment. Showtime Josh on Twitter. Yo.
Cool. Is that part of the White on Rice? Or?
Oh, it will be a White on Rice show, yes.
Yeah?
With Kaori Take.
Yeah.
Awesome. And you can find me on Twitter @KatherineKelly. You can find all of us here at AfterBuzz TV on Twitter. So...
yeah, and if you like
check me out at I Am Smiley on Twitter or IamSmiley.com online.
I didn't ask you, Smiley.
/IamSmiley.
No, Smiley, I didn't ask you.
AfterBuzz TV recap
Smiley
show.
Face.
We got Nigel McGuinness.
Smiley face. We did not have Nigel McGuinness. Well, we will have some special guests in the coming weeks.
Yes.
It's kind of like a Michael and Kelly show. Took her, Kelly, a while to find her Michael.
Exactly.
Or her old Regis Philbin.
Yeah, we'll figure things out.
We will figure it out. So stay tuned. We will be back next Monday night for another after show of Raw.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.